There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. In the studio, Captain John Reagan. Captain John Reagan, I really want to thank you for all that you do for USAPrepares.com and what you've done for the Get Prepared Expo. Everybody loves meeting Captain John Reagan. And, you know, I was walking around the expo, and your seminar was on, and it just started. And this woman ran up to me. She said, where's Captain John Reagan? I said, right back there. And so she raced over him. And that wasn't the first time. It happened many times. People wanted to know where you were, and they wanted to say hello to you and hear what you had to say. And I need to thank someone very special as well. Someone who did so much for the Get Prepared Expo. Someone who the Get Prepared Expo would not have been an event without her help. And that's Mrs. Fennelli. And some of the things that she did, you know, for the weeks leading up to the expo, feeding the cows very, very early in the morning, handling 1,000-pound bales of hay and picking them up with the front with a front end loader and moving bales around the barn. And I even saw her driving the backhoe. Seriously, she doesn't typically do that, and we needed to get some work done, and I was on one tractor, and we needed to do it quickly. Next thing I know, she's in the backhoe, and so she was really, really, really busy, and she was taking care of dinners and you know, the myriad of things that happen at the expo. People needing to know where things are, people needing help, and it's just the amazing amount of coordination that she can accomplish. And she can, well, our children have said that she can do 7 things at once, and actually, I think she can. So I want to thank my roommate, my wife, and best friend, Mrs. Fennelli. We've been working together for a long time, and I first met her in 4th grade when I had a crush on her. So I've known her for a very, very long time, and I'm very, very fortunate. So thank you, Mrs. Fennelli, for all that you've done for the Get Prepared Expo and USA Prepares radio broadcast and the farm and everything else that you do. John Reagan, let's take today's class. What are we going to learn?
Everything that I normally do to get ready for Monday mornings didn't happen this week.
Right.
In fact, I'm sitting here naked in the studio. It's the first time I'm doing a transmission without my computer on.
Yeah, right.
Every other time I've been on the air with you, I've had my computer with lots of information.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I got a couple pieces of paper in front of me, so right. I've got some notes to work from, and mm-hmm. they're just as scary as what's on my computer.
All right, let's do it.
Well, this past weekend, I talked about a little recap of the Financial State of the Union. For those that don't have the book, it is available through Amazon.com. And to just kind of summarize the really, really big points out of there is we have these unfunded liabilities for our social insurance program, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. And the problem is so big that it would take more than all the money in the world to fix. And I think that is enough to get people's attention. But at that point, I think they're thinking, well, we didn't get into this problem overnight. We're not going to get out of it overnight. There's got to be some way that we can, you know, raise taxes or lower expenses and work our way out of this. Well, the problem is it would take more than 100% of all income to keep from going further in the hole. And that is the structural problem that we have, and as I left it in the book. Quite often I get the question, how long do we have? Well, on the one hand, with the derivatives, pretty much all that has to happen is to have the interest rates go back up to anywhere near normal, and that starts derivatives rolling downhill as well as crashing the bond market. So that can happen at any time, but that still doesn't address the structural problem we have. And I worked through that and came up with some numbers that give us some boundaries on where to work on. I did cover that on the air before, where I took our income from the IRS tax stats, government spending, and interest only on the nearly or roughly $60 trillion of the total debt America owes. And at current growth rates, you run that out, and we don't have enough income to cover government expenses and interest by 2027. And obviously, we can't go that long before things will fall apart. So I pulled a couple of numbers, because the IRS tax stats doesn't include 100% of Social Security, so I made up the difference of Social Security, which gives us even more income, which is on the positive side. I didn't do anything with government spending, but we don't just pay interest only on our debt. We have to pay some towards the principal, so I just try to use a conservative number there and use 3% of the principal amount. And it was about 10 days ago when I finally had a chance to plug those numbers into the model. And you kind of heard the result there in my voice when you called me up.
Right.
I mean, the numbers were just devastating,
mm-hmm.
because that changed that crossing point, saying that we don't have enough income to cover government spending and debt service by 2020. That's just 5 years from now. And again, that's not everything. You know, you still have to have, personal expenses, food, housing. Well, housing, some in the interest, medical care, energy, all those things that, you know, we're used to having in life. And just for an estimation, I say maybe we can get halfway there. Well, halfway would be somewhere during 2017. And then I look at history, and you can pull up a chart on the Weimar Republic if you want to look at that. But it's pretty consistent when you see a country or something like the Roman Empire, that when they reach the end point, there's about a three-year period from where things get unhitched, and then the pain starts increasing at an increasing rate,
mm-hmm.
to the point where it finally has its collapse. So if mid-2017 is the end of that three-year point, that means that things became unhitched sometime last year. And now that I've got that bit of information, I go back and look at all the other information I've collected over these months. And there are people looking at these charts saying, you know, we're kind of in the same position as things were in 2008, with the exception now is the Fed is out of ammunition. And we've got this deflation stuff going on. We've got several of the central banks, with the exception of the Fed, lowering interest rates, trying to get the economy going again. And it's like on and on and on. There's, you know, all these indicators that to me suggest that the unhitching actually has occurred,
mm-hmm.
which to me would then imply that we are going to see in that increasing amount of pain at an increasing rate over the next 2 to 3 years. So it's time to button down, get serious, prioritize. Don't put things off, because if there's things you need to get, I'd say there's a good chance the price on them will go up, and that's if it's available at all.
You know, that was one of the central messages of the expo, John. I talked about those kinds of things and how to start your business and make sure that your business is a hobby, and get what you need before you need it. I mean, those are some of the things that I was talking about as well. But it wasn't just me, and it wasn't just you. There are a whole bunch of us that are feeling that. People are saying that, man, oh man, parts are getting really expensive. So things that new electronics are getting less and less expensive. At least they were. But the parts to fix big machines, where they have us by the throat, where we need these replacement parts, they're going up. And they're getting harder to get. And stores that used to, auto parts stores and farm supply and those kinds of places, don't seem to have the parts that we need that they used to. And I have a feeling it has a lot to do with the cost of holding inventory and the uncertainty that, are they going to sell it? And people just don't want to be holding the bag. They really don't. As a matter of fact, I was talking to one of the men who was exhibiting at the expo, and he came from pretty far away, and well over 1,000 miles. And I said, so how's it going? He said, I sold out. And he said, the interesting thing was, he had a series of products. The highest quality product he had, the most expensive one he had, he sold out of. And that's telling me people really don't want junk. They want durability. They want something that's going to be, that will function for many purposes and will last for a long, long time. That's what I'm seeing. And that's one of the messages. That's a good takeaway message for going forward. Quality, durability, and then, of course, Max's Law. Buy the best, pay cash, and take delivery. What do you think?
Yeah, and yesterday I had 2 seminars, part one and part two of the Unprepared Prepper.
Mm-hmm.
And for the, I guess the rest of this hour, I'll talk about some of those things that we did there. And
that's great. Yeah, and we need to prepare, John. That's what we were there for. People came from, I'll bet you there were 47 states there, and 4 countries. The farthest country was Israel. Second farthest was Guatemala. Third farthest was Mexico. Well, fourth farthest was Canada, British Columbia, and then, of course, the United States.
Class, who wants to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take? At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
The financial collapse of the United States is a mathematical certainty. There's no doubt about it. U.S. Air Force Captain and author John Reagan will explain why this will happen and what you need to do about it right now. We're not trying to scare you, but the collapse is coming. This and 150 seminars and exhibits are included in your pass. $8 online and $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29 at the Get Prepared Expo, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Ladies, for $450, you can buy a brand new AR-15 rifle kit at the Get Prepared Expo. Because this AR-15 is a kit, there's no paperwork and no registrations required. It's totally private and all 100% legal. AR-15 kits and seminars on how to assemble them. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. AR-15 kits, $450 at the GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri.
How many?
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and John Reagan, we're going to talk about the unprepared prepper. You did a couple seminars, one and two, part one and part two, a couple hours of that over the weekend. Tell us about the unprepared prepper.
Well, I'm even going to have to modify this a bit because I start out, like I've discussed before, there's really two ways we can go from here. We can have this bad economic time followed by a war that, and hopefully that war would take out the tech because it'd be using EMP and similar type technology. Or they, do the nice dictator comes in with all the, sweet rescue talk and they manage to implement a nice worldwide police state with this extreme spy tech and control and all the measures that they have, like Agenda 21. However, after talking with Rick, I'm thinking we're probably not going to have to worry too much about the tech and the steps we're going to have to take to get ready are going to probably take a little bit more effort, and I don't want to, one, take away from his thunder.
So you want to save that for Thursday?
And two, because we've got just part of an hour here, and I think Rick's probably going to use a good part of his 2 hours,
right,
discussing that. But just if you want to get ready for that, you can go, if you haven't watched it, or if you have watched it, I'm planning on rewatching it, mm-hmm. The movie, The Day After Tomorrow, because he's saying that the science in that is pretty close to what he's expecting to see.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I've known about this, for over a week. what he's going to talk about on Thursday. And Rick is still unsettled. I mean, he is still not totally come to grips with how massive this climate change is. It's very, very serious. So that class, that's Thursday right here on USAPrepares.com. So what else do you have?
But it doesn't diminish what I have with your considerations for the unprepared prepper.
Right.
And in some ways, it enhances part of it. Because if you look at not having the supply chain, that really changes your life. And it's not like humans haven't lived without the technology before, but in the last, 100 to 200 years, with the increasing industrialization and technology we have, we're used to using those tools, that many of those won't be available to us. So if you want to get an idea, you can look at the Amish, you can look at, say, the Native American cultures prior to, the Europeans coming over.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at some of the native peoples of like Central Asia that are a little bit more nomadic. People lived, in the teepees and the yurts and things of that nature, to give you some ideas of what you can do, the types of skills you need, the community that you need to have around you.
Mm-hmm.
And the good news, or the bad news, at this lower level of technology, if you've got some nice tools, and I'm talking about things like a hand axe, knives for particular purposes, then even just those simple tools will go a long, long way. As you look at the American Indian, they had to make these tools using rocks. So imagine if you've got the nice, stainless steel stuff, you're going to be that much better off. And you don't even have to buy these new. You can, find them online. You can find them in pawn shops. You can find them at, these charitable stores that, these things were donated at. So you don't have to spend a lot of money for this.
I totally agree. And that's kind of how I shop, John. I really do. Captain John Reagan's with us, and meet up tonight, class. Meet up at Jimmy's Egg, extra special meet up. Jimmy's Egg is going to stay open longer, normally 4:45 to 8 Mondays. Well, it's probably going to go 4:45 to 9 or 10 tonight with your instructors at USAPrepares.com meetup tonight, Jimmy's Egg, Springfield, Missouri.
Class, who wants to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take? At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Meet up tonight, 4:45 at Jimmy's Egg. John Reagan's with us. John, when you were teaching in your seminars at over the weekend at the expo, did you teach anything that the students said, "Wow, I didn't think about that"?
I think it happened quite often there that you could just see the wheels turning. You know, it's so obvious once it's pointed out,
right?
But until you think about it, it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give an example, start thinking everything that you use, what would you do without the supply chain? It can be simple as, you know, you like to use ketchup with your food.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not going to be able to go down the store and get a bottle of ketchup, but you can raise your own tomatoes, and it takes a few some salt and some spices in there, and just read the ingredients or get a recipe. And there may be things, other things you have to grow or store, and you can make your own ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
That one's relatively simple. There's other things that you may not be able to find substitutes for. I use a lot of Worcestershire sauce in mm-hmm. our cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the ingredients, one of the ingredients is anchovies.
Yeah, that's why I don't use Worcestershire sauce.
Well, for better or worse, it's something that I use in a lot of our recipes, and that will just plain go away.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things that, if you don't think about it, and some of these things, especially in the food area, I learned from Alton Brown, which he had a wonderful show on cable that was entertaining and taught you a lot about food chemistry and history and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And part of what I learned there is, if you look at the spices we use, typically those come from tropical or semi-tropical areas. And when that supply chain goes, access to those go. Now you can store up some of the whole spices mm-hmm. and get maybe at least a good 2 to 3 years out of what you can, and maybe they'll still even have some flavor for a few years beyond that, but sooner or later that stockpile is going to run out. So things like cinnamon, you probably use in a number of recipes, it's not going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so some of these spices we're going to have to grow our own and make sure that we get those heirloom seeds so that we can save them and grow them again and again. And some, you can grow basil in your house. Just get a pot, and with some soil with fertility, and plant some seeds and put it in the sun and make sure you water it, and man, you've got fresh basil.
Yeah, and you probably want to get like a mini lemon tree.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you happen to live in that area of Florida, Southern Texas, or California where they raise citrus, you may not see that for the rest of your life after the supply chain fails.
Very, very interesting point. I mentioned on the air that we had an orchard and half of it's gone. We had a frost, and then the deer like to eat the bark. And so, you think, well, I'll just put the orchard, out there, far away from the house. Well, the closer it is to the house, the safer it is from predators. Because, and John, we were talking about in my seminar about tax deductions. And, there's nothing that says in any of the literature I've read from the IRS that a security system for your business needs to be electronic. So, class, if you need a security system, and it's not just junkyards that use German Shepherds for security. You may want to have a protection animal as well for your security system as a tax deduction. And they need food, and they need supplements, and they need medical attention every once in a while. And so, think about that. Back to you, John Reagan.
I remember the first time I was at the meetup and announced the Unprepared Prepper, and I wish I'd been looking at you, but Becky was, and she told me about the look on your face when I said, unless you have at least a ton of salt, you're not a prepper.
Mm-hmm.
And that was simply based on, say you had a small herd of 10 cows, and you wanted to have enough salt on hand for 10 years,
right.
You need a ton of salt.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, all right. Okay. Now, did you say you were leaving today?
Yes.
Okay. Before you leave, we're going to take a short, couple hundred foot walk away from your car into the barn, where you will see the result of your advice. There's 1 ton of salt on a pallet.
And, in people's ordinary everyday life, when we say salt, we talk about, the table salt, the sodium chloride.
Right.
And sodium is an important electrolyte for your body. But there are other salts as well, other electrolytes that we need. We need potassium. We need magnesium.
Mm.
You know, these are things that Dr. Shealy has talked about. And you either have to be, well, I think especially with magnesium, you just need to store up, I have to look at the bottle. If you look at magnesium oil, you can buy the dried magnesium product and mix it with water and have the magnesium oil to use, because you want to use that topically, because especially as you get older, you don't absorb it as well. And if you try to take more, you end up with a laxative effect, which you probably don't want to have, especially in bad times.
Right.
You know, the poo might really hit the fan.
Oh, man. You know, health is really, really important, because, and sleep is important. And when you're under a lot of stress, your mind is, you know, wandering, and it's hard to concentrate, and it's hard to sleep because of worry. And, you know, as we get deeper into this, and as we lose more of our businesses and our homes, and then we lose our spouses because, you know, the economic pressures put pressures on the family. I'm sorry to say, I can't see it getting better before it gets worse.
No, and while you're talking of sleep, let me segue into four-poster bed.
Right.
It used to be that people, when it came to wintertime, they heated people, not places.
Right.
And if you have a four-poster bed, you can have a covering over the top and curtains around the side. You might think of, what you typically see in the movies of Scrooge's bed.
Right.
In the wintertime. Mm-hmm. And that helps keep the warmth in, you know, just something from what your body radiates.
Mm-hmm.
And, they had where they would put some coals into this metal box that would help, you know, heat that small space as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, something you probably don't think about, because we've got the convenience of central heat, central air, mm-hmm, nowadays. And it doesn't even have to be, you know, an expensive piece of furniture. You can go out to the hardware store, you know, get the wood and just put the frame around your current bed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So now you can do that setup for wintertime, and turn around at summertime, you take that off, so you got a way for air to make it through, but replace it with netting.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to have windows open, and sooner or later, you're probably going to end up, you know, especially in Texas, with mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting more and more mosquitoes with all kinds of wonderful diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And you really don't want them to bite you at night.
You know, as you said that, it reminded me of a discussion I had with Mrs. Finelli a couple of weeks ago. And I took her hand and said, let's go for a walk. And we walked through the first floor of the house. And I said, now, this is an arched, you know, doorway with no doors in it. I'm going to need to make some doors. I'm talking about to go between the kitchen and the living room downstairs. And the reason is, if we have to heat a smaller area, we need to have doors there. And then I talked about a door at the top of the stairs, going to the second floor. And so we're talking about scaling down with doors so that we don't have to provide heat for the entire house. And you're talking about even going smaller than that. Just heating the bed. And, you know, John Reagan, it may sound far-fetched, however, that may be a life-saving decision that a person would make. So you might want to think about, if you've got that unused room or two down the hall, that, you know, when the children moved out, either have them move back or figure a way of reducing the heat loss from those rooms. I'm serious about that.
And probably ought to talk a little bit about housing, because I'm one of those people that I'm in a rental, and that is not going to be a survivable location. So one of the things that's high on my list is getting something that is survivable.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to do so without a lot of money. I don't have the resources I used to have. And I would love to have something like the concrete domes. And if you can afford that, hey, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't afford it, and the resource I can refer to here is in Mother Earth News, they have these earth bag homes where you basically buy these sandbags, which are fairly inexpensive. You get a load of pea gravel, which is fairly inexpensive. You load the bags and you build the house. Now you have a couple of options on that. You can build it more of a square type, normal looking house, or you can make domes out of it, which they're probably not going to be quite as resilient as the concrete dome, but just the structure itself is going to have some strength. And I might also suggest, besides that as a house, using that type of dome structure over the area that you're going to use for your root cellar. And that also makes, in the tornado area, a nice storm shelter. And when you learn about what Rick says, you might want to make that just a little bit deeper and a little bit bigger, because you might need to spend more than a couple of hours in there to escape a storm.
Yeah, he's talking about weeks, at least. And that that broadcast will be on Thursday with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. John Reagan and I will be right back. Meet up tonight. Class, we want to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take. At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. The financial collapse of the United States is a mathematical certainty. There's no doubt about it. U.S. Air Force Captain and author John Reagan will explain why this will happen and what you need to do about it right now. We're not trying to scare you, but the collapse is coming. This and 150 seminars and exhibits are included in your pass. $8 online and $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29 at the Get Prepared Expo, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ladies, for $450, you can buy a brand new AR-15 rifle kit at the Get Prepared Expo. Because this AR-15 is a kit, there's no paperwork and no registrations required. It's totally private and all 100% legal. AR-15 kits and seminars on how to assemble them. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. AR-15 kits, $450 at the GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. How many... I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Watch it.
God, you're.
Take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds. Sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
You know, John Reagan, 2 hours goes pretty fast.
Yeah, and guess what? We're going to run out of time before I run out of material again.
Again. John, let's talk about water.
You know, one of the big things with preparedness is having water and being able to process it so that you're not harming yourself by drinking the water. And one of the things that changed my point of view on how to do that is I had an opportunity to go visit the Laura Ingalls Wilder home, which isn't too far from here in the Missouri Ozarks. And the front part of the property has the house that Alonzo built for her and the museum's there and everything. But we were fortunate they'd opened up the house on the back part of the property. This house was built by her daughter, who was also an accomplished author. And, you know, compared to today's standards, it may not look like much, but back then it was kind of like a little mansion on the prairie.
Mm-hmm.
And this house had a cistern built into it or underneath it. So that was where, you know, they had, you know, the hand pump. So they had, you know, indoor plumbing for getting their water in. And that changed my view on, you know, if I'm looking for property, what do I need? Because, like, here in the Ozarks, you have to go pretty deep to get good water. And if you don't have electricity, that starts getting to be a problem, getting that water out. If you go for surface water, if it's running water, you run some risk of flooding just from that source of water.
Mm-hmm.
And to have that third alternative, which has been used by humans for, you know, I don't know how many thousands of years, you have a cistern that stores the rainwater.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, combine some of our modern techniques of and hopefully have a little stockpile of your filters.
Mm-hmm.
That you now have good drinking water, you have water for, you know, doing the other things you need to do around the house.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have more of a choice of location where to keep that. And then I also want to just to stick that in the back of your mind, because once you listen to Dr. Miller on Thursday, you may have to make some adjustments on where you would plan to settle that sister net, so to speak.
8 feet down, literally. Because you're going to have to get below the frost line. Captain John Reagan, you know, I was thinking about my parents' old house. They bought an old farmhouse on the East Coast. It was built in 1844, and it had a cistern. And this was this brick lined round or cylinder, 8 feet in diameter, maybe 12 feet deep, I guess, with a 4-inch thick slate lid on it. And it was water from the gutters down the downspouts into the cistern, and that was the water supply. And it was still functional from 1840 to today, literally, and it holds water. You know, we had some really neat innovation back then, and we might need to continue using that technology going forward. And the time to think about it is now, right now. What would we do? Because it's easier to dig that kind of a cistern with a backhoe than with a shovel on your back, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, John, there's so many things to think about, and water is really, really important. Did you get a chance to look at the ProPure water filtration system?
A little bit, and I looked at it before coming to the expo, and actually bought replacement filters so that when it comes time for our monthly cleaning, that we'll be swapping those out.
It's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And I was really impressed about the part of not having to prime them.
Yeah, well, and that's important because you need water pressure in order to prime some types of filters, but not the ProPure. And, class, that's the same one we have, and we'll make them available on the website going forward. Need a couple days to get back into our routine. Meet up tonight at Jimmy's Egg, and Dr. Joel Wallach will be with us, and other instructors will be with us. It'll be a lot of fun. It'll be we'll go really long tonight. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And thanks so much, Captain John Reagan.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. Go Foods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. Go Foods is there when you need it most. Feed Your Frida package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.